I hit record. Joe, I need a sound test from you.
Hut, hut, hike!
I was going to do that one. Oh. God damn it.
Yo! I did one for you.
That's your intro? Are you not hearing the music?
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm ready to go. Hold on. I'm just not thinking very quickly.
That's fine.
Welcome, everyone, to another delightful edition of Just Becussions.
You're fading out. Can't hear you.
Fading out. Well, how about this? Welcome to Just Becussions. And that's all.
That was so tits.
Straight up tits. It was the best intro ever.
Pretty much. We've done this 25 times. You know what you did? That intro was Jesus, and you were a Roman centurion.
Oh! Hey, since you're the one that can hear it while we're recording it.
Yeah.
Did you hear my voice while I was saying anything there?
Yeah, I could hear you. Hold on. You faded out a little bit, but then you came back.
Well, anyway, I think everybody should know. I fucked up the intro. My name is Joe Neal. You are Jason Park still, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Good. We are, what's the main thing that we used to say a long time ago?
I don't know. Brother from another mother.
From another mother.
But the same grandmother.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wonderful.
You know, I heard this weekend, sister from another mister.
Ooh.
Talking about a ladies. Sister from another mister.
Well, maybe we'll do a drag episode and we can introduce ourselves that way. What do you think?
Sure. Sister from another mister, but the same grand pister. I don't know. All right.
You know, I wouldn't know what to rhyme with sister or mister.
Or mister.
Except for twister.
Sounds pretty good.
So, yeah, we're getting off to a great start here.
I think we're really moving. You know, this is the sports episode. Everybody, it's my fault we didn't do last week's show. We were a week off because of me. I was engaged. Engaged? Yeah, I was engaged in sporting.
So you were doing sports, which is why we had to postpone the sports episode.
Yeah, so I could come back and report.
I think that's valid.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful time.
Well, we've only missed – okay, so we started on January 19th was the first show, if you want to call that a show. And so we've done a show every single week except for twice now.
Okay, is it twice?
We skipped a week once. See, your excuse was way better than mine was. When we skipped a week the first time, it was my fault, and basically because I wasn't up for it.
I see.
You could not do the podcast because
I had to go to sleep.
What can we just jump right into what you did, because I think it's
let's
it's
do that.
Really fucking impressive.
Thank you. What I did was, I'll tell you what I did. I flew up to Seattle, Texas's sister city, Seattle, Washington, and participated in something called the Ragnar Relay. What this is, and this is a race, or run, I should say, that happens all over the country, but the Northwest Passage edition is the one that I went and did. It starts in Blaine, Washington, and that is literally on the border with Canada. And I mean, like, from where we started, you can walk about 100 yards and you're in Canada. Boom, right there, if you wanted to do that. And we start there, and then we run south, and it kind of goes twisty and curvy over about 200 miles and hits a little town called Langley, which is on Whidbey Island. So me and 11 other people took turns running 200 miles over the course of about 33 hours, and it was awesome. It was excellent. It's the one thing I look forward to all year long. It is the only reason I have not slipped my wrists so far in my 47 years. 45 year. How old am I? In as long as I've been alive.
Well, decades at least.
Yes.
Let me tell you, in my mind I kept, ever since you first told me about this, I keep calling it the Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Which is Is that title even close? Is there some
sort Ragnar.
Of Ragnar, right?
Ragnar.
But is Ragnarok? Are those two words related in any way?
Ragnarok.
Was it named after Ragnarok? Do you even know what I'm talking about?
I do know. So Ragnarok is most famously known as an online multiplayer video game. Traditionally, Ragnarok is from Norse mythology. He's it's not a guy. It's a series of future events, including a great battle that was foretold to ultimately result in the death of a number of major figures, including Odin, Thor, Tyr, Freyr, Heimdallr, and of course Loki. And there's going to be all kinds. It's basically an end times thing. Ragnarok is essentially the apocalypse. Essentially. Norse apocalypse. Ragnar is a race, and when you're done, you feel like you maybe went through an apocalypse, but it's actually a whole heck of a lot more fun. Ragnar is just a German name from Old Norse. It means army council. That's all it means.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But I didn't know if those two titles were related, and your knowledge of both words is much more sophisticated than mine. I know that because there's a movie coming out here pretty soon called Thor Ragnarok, and that's all I fucking know.
So there you go. That's probably Thor at the end times. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're doing a sports episode. We're talking a lot about sports. I'm going to talk about running a lot today. If you don't want to hear about running, listener, you might want to just fast forward to the good parts, which is where, you know, Joe does his thing. But, you know, this Ragnar is something I've done 10 years now in a row. I love it. It's great. You know, think of it like this. Think of something you love to do, Joe. Something you love to do. And think about getting to do it for 2 days.
Titty fucking.
Okay, titty fucking. So you are fucking some titties. And when you're not fucking titties, you are talking with a bunch of other titty fuckers about how much you love titty fucking. That is what we're doing. If we're running, and if we're not running, we're waiting to run. And while we're waiting, with other people, because we get in a van and we drive to the next spot where we're going to, you know, do the handoff. And you talk about running and you're talking about other kind of stuff. We had a lot of fun. These are people that I had never met before. So I was on a new team. They turned out to be some wonderful human beings. And it's just a rock and roll good time, man. And the team. So
well,
Go ahead. I was going to say.
I'm curious, but, you know, keep talking about it. I want to learn.
In the interest of anonymity, I'm not going to say what our team's name was, even though I have an interesting story about that.
The Titty Fuckers.
That was our team name. But the team names are always very ribald and funny. Like, there's team names like the Rag Nerds or Girls on the Ragnar, you know.
Nice. Okay.
There's one called My Middle Leg Is My Longest. Another team is called If the Ragnar Was Easy, It Would Be Your Mom.
Okay. I love this.
Yeah.
That's great.
This year, my favorite team name of them all was the Globe Twatters.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, all women.
See, I would name it like Ragnards on Your Chin.
Sure, yeah. You could do that.
I'm trying to get into the spirit of how this goes here.
Like, yeah, and so they're not always raunchy. Like, there was one team we ended up kind of running the same with was Cirque du Sore Legs, right?
These are good. People put thought into this. I really appreciate that. That's great.
And I told people on the run that I was going to talk about it on this podcast. They might listen. They might not. But in the interest of that, I'm going to remind them of some of the things that happened. Because you're hanging out with a lot of these people. You're running, having a good time. At one point, we're running past what one person described as a chicken shit rendering plant. And I don't know that you need a whole plant to render chicken shit, but it smelled pretty bad. And this guy kept saying that, on our team, really funny guy, he kept talking about how everything was covered with chicken butt dust. And so chicken butt dust became a thing that we talked about for the whole weekend. All this chicken butt dust, right? This same guy told a story about how he's running along and he was about to pass somebody when out of nowhere this attack rabbit comes flying out of the bushes and attacks this dude he's about to pass. And he's like, holy shit, what am I supposed to do? Freaked him out. He's there, you know, running even faster. You know, so it's just, you know, fun stuff like that. Like every time we passed one of our runners, like we were heading over to the next transition, we would shout out the window, "Hey, nice ass!" Because you want to encourage them, right? Hey, you got a nice ass there. Or one person said, well, I've got a mom butt. So then we started shouting, hey, nice mom butt, which was a lot of fun, you know.
So you guys just you get to – this isn't all serious. It seemed like such a serious undertaking, there's a lot of levity.
It's all levity. We were laughing the whole time. No, everybody runs pretty well. We're not breaking records. We certainly didn't win. But everyone, you know, runs hard. It's not that they're expecting to people do it for themselves, right? Like I ran my fastest three legs out of 10 years. I've never run that fast before. I also had short legs. I only had 11 miles to do. But no, we just had a lot of fun. Like, okay, so the funny guy's telling you about, he's actually was a police officer at one point, and I'm not gonna tell you what he does now because again anonymity, but he kept making the he wouldn't put his seatbelt on. He was the one who was driving most of the time, and he wouldn't put his seatbelt on, and we're like, hey dude, you need to put your seatbelt on. He's like, no, when I was in the force, you never put your seatbelt on two blocks away from where you're leaving and where you're going, because that's where you're gonna get shanked. If somebody's gonna, you know, jump you, they're gonna do it within two blocks of your starting point and your ending point. So he's just, he got in the habit of not doing that, right? And so it became a thing. Yeah. And I don't know how we got on the subject of shanking and shiving people, but then it just became a thing. Whenever we heard the ding, 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 someone would say, oh, we must be in the two-block shank zone. You know?
Two-block shank zone.
Yeah.
Attack rabbit.
Yeah.
Chicken butt dust. And nice mom butt.
Nice mom butt. Oh, there's more. I found $5 on the side of the road. That was pretty cool. At one point, we were driving along, and this guy stopped us, and he said, hey, I'm looking for a drunken sailor. And we were like, just anywhere or a particular one? He said, no, my friend, because we were near a naval base. And we were like, okay, well, gotcha. We'll because this is like 5 in the morning, like literally 5 in the morning, and this guy's looking for a drunken sailor. So we said, yeah, we'll keep an eye out for him. At one point, so we rent these great big, huge SUVs, right? Because there's going to be 6 people driving over 200 miles. And about, I don't know, 3/4 of the way through, we discovered a hidden compartment behind the screen that, you know, gives you your heads-up display of, like, your radio and stuff. And we're like, we could hide guns back here. We could hide drugs. We instead decided to hide a half-eaten leaky burrito. But the point is, we could have hidden drugs and guns and stuff. And it's just a lot of fun. What I'm getting at with all my babbling and carrying on, Joe, is that this is why I do the Ragnar every year. I mean, the running is awesome and I love it. I absolutely love it. But the rest of the time is also just super duper excellent. I mean, if you can go find that titty fucking group, you will come back with stories. People say, well, how big were the titties? And like, how often did you orgasm? And you'll say, okay, I you know, double D's 3 times. But listen to me. What was the best part of the titty fucking weekend was when Steve farted the alphabet 3 times in a row. You know? Those are the memories
on,
I'm talking
rhythm.
About. On rhythm.
Thrusts,
yeah,
of his titty fucking.
Yeah.
But see, the difference is, I don't know, I admire your approach and your enthusiasm to this hobby. If you want to call it a hobby, I think it's part of your lifestyle, really. And you love running so much. You do this once a year. Mm-hmm. And you and 11 people run – did I get this math right or these numbers correct? You and 11 other people run 200 miles, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And for the sake of anonymity, you're not going to say what your running team's name was this year?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah,
but see – I love titty fucking, but my enthusiasm is not such that I would get together with 11 other guys and fuck 200 miles of tits.
Okay, well, then, you know, for the purposes of explaining my enthusiasm, think of something – you don't have to think of it right now, but think of something that you would do with, you know, 11 other people. Doesn't have to be guys. You know, and like, well, you're an accomplished musician. Can you imagine just hanging out with 11 other gifted musicians? And you're not playing the whole time. It's not like a, you know, 24-hour jam session, but you're laying down some riffs, you're laying down some tracks, you're drinking a beer, you're talking, you know, you're, you know, shooting the shit. Just, and you don't have to do anything else, right? You have been given a freedom. You don't have to check your email. You don't have to, you know, you have no more responsibilities than just to be there and have fun. And it's just very excellent. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, that would be good. I was trying to draw some comparison where, you know, if you had 11 musicians, then maybe you could you could do like a 24-hour jam thing. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm sure that that's been done before, but that actually kind of sounds like a nightmare to me. I have a feeling that, you know, and then you all kind of, it's a rotating cast of people and you're just constantly jamming, maybe jamming in and out of songs.
Yeah, that actually would be pretty cool. I mean, can you imagine that? Like you and like guitar player, bass player, drummer. I don't like singing, so we'll leave one of those out. And keyboards, just for the hell of it, right? Yeah. So you get these four people.
Let's go with some horns, too. Fuck it.
Okay, tell you what. What'll happen is every once in a while, you'll add something in and pull something out, right? Like, so, like, there's a guitar solo, and she gets done with the guitar solo, and the bass player starts playing something, and the drummer, and they're jamming together, and the guitar playing gal, she leaves, and another guitar player comes in, and then starts picking it up. And, like, one at a time, people are swapping out. And, like, you only have to play – imagine, you only have to play for 30 minutes every 6 hours. You could do that, right?
Yeah, I think I could. Maybe it wouldn't be too exhausting. I was just thinking, man, after that – it might be fun for the musicians, maybe. You'd need some – for one thing, all of the musicians would have to be really good for any group, even rotating crowd of people that are coming in and out to actually enjoy the shit. I have a feeling after, oh man, if this wasn't done right, I'd end up, I would be playing Mary Had a Little Lamb off beat, just exhausted. And the drummer would be, you know, just playing something completely different. Some other shitty nursery rhyme off beat. And we'd be the only two people left. It would be terrible. And I just think maybe it's not entertainment. You'd really have to have a group of professionals with a lot of endurance and a large repertoire. I don't think I'm there. But anyway, we've diverted quite off the sports topic.
Did we end up talking about music again somehow? That never happens on the show, Joe. Never happens. The lead singer of Linkin Park died today. Let's move on to sports. I love running, and that's about it. Do you have a sport that you're into or that you like to watch or partake in or talk about?
Yeah, well, first I want to tell you that I haven't ran in a long time, but I was running, I don't know, maybe, I think I stopped running like 8 years ago or something. But I really did have enthusiasm for it. And correct me if I'm wrong. The more you do it, the more you're able to enjoy it. You can run longer periods of time. That is, you can run longer distances and for longer periods of time.
Yep.
And I used to be able to get the runner's high.
Oh, yeah.
After, you know, 3 or 4 miles, I would run around 6 miles. And you'd be proud of me. Maybe I've told you this before. But me and the drummer of the band that I was in, which, by the way, that band actually used to play shows where the challenge was to just make up all brand new stuff and jam for a couple of hours. Bars used to pay us to do that.
There you go.
But thinking back on that, it makes my eyes roll, like painfully roll. It makes my eyes roll out of my head and like down the sidewalk. Anyway, somehow they paid us for that. But this dude, who was like 7 or 8 years older than me.
Yeah.
He was about 40 at the time, I guess. And we would run barefoot on the beach for about 10 miles and he would kick my ass. But I used to really take pride in that I could make it about 10 miles barefoot. Of course, you have to go one direction because the beach is leaning a little bit.
Yeah.
Really start to fuck you up and then you turn around, come back. And we would quote unquote race. We really just try to make the distance. But he kicked my ass every time. He was quite a bit older than me. And this same dude is who I, around the same time, I played racquetball all the time.
Wow.
You mentioned that on the podcast.
I did not know that. If you did, I forgot. You played racquetball?
I did. And actually, I started playing racquetball in college, and I played quite a bit in college. Yeah, I played quite a bit in college.
You slightly overweight, middle-class, suburban, 50-year-old, 1983 dad, you.
Yeah, totally. But I don't know what it is about racquetball. I think it's just, I don't know, at this point, one of the reasons why I stopped playing racquetball is because I started to associate it with violence, because there was so much just injury and pain involved. And I think that maybe speaks to the skill level of the people that I was playing with and myself.
I see.
Because I think if you're really good, you're not going to constantly just get hit in the balls again and again and again. If you had like a montage of every time I got hit in the balls, it'd be like it would look like a somebody working a speed bag, but instead of a fist, it would be like the blur of a racquetball, like back and forth. That would be a montage of every single time I got hit in the balls with a fucking racquetball, and that's not to mention how many times I got hit in the balls with a racket itself.
Jesus,
got hit in the face, got hit in the fucking back of the head with getting hit with rackets. That's worse, I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah, I would think you would prefer
getting hit in the back, getting hit in the ass. That's just par for the course.
Really? I played a lot of racquetball myself, and I got to tell you, I get hit in the head a couple times. But that's about it. I wasn't very good, though. So maybe, like you said, it speaks to the skill level of the people you were playing with, you were competing with,
yes, you were fighting with. And I didn't mean to say that necessarily means that we really sucked. It just means that when you're just beginning, there's not a whole lot of injury. You get to this kind of this medium level, which I think is where I'm at, and that's where there's just blood spraying on the walls.
Yeah.
And then once you get way better than that, you start to learn how to move quickly, hit the ball hard without severe injury. Now, uh-huh. I never made it to that level. Let me brag for a second. I was playing racquetball again with the drummer in this band that I was in. He was, you know, a few years older than me, and we decided, you know, we're getting really good at this. We're playing at this like rec center, and we decided to go to, you know, for the sake of, Davenport State College.
Gotcha.
We went down to the college. They allowed all of the people that played racquetball. They had a ladder at the college, so anybody could sign up. And some of the dudes that signed up were like serious. They were sponsored, and they would have all their gear, you know, sponsored, paid for, and come in, kick everybody's fucking ass all over the place.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say we joined the ladder one year, the advanced ladder.
Yeah.
And I came in seventh place.
Okay.
And the drummer in my band came in third place, and he was like pushing 40, if not 40 at the time. And the only two people that kicked his ass were sponsored, like professional players.
Yeah.
And so this dude, this friend of mine, this drummer, man, he was really kicking ass at the racquetball, and I did way better than I thought I would.
Well, you were competing at the level of your opponents. Yeah, they brought you up.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's my racquetball story. It's a lot of blood, a lot of pain. Actually, just to cap the racquetball tail off, my friend who I keep bringing up, this drummer guy, the worst injury I ever saw. We were playing doubles, which again at our skill level, someone's going to get hurt.
That's a lot of people in that little room.
If not two people, will be hurt.
Yeah.
And what happened was in this particular game, a guy was just winding up to smack the ball as hard as he could low at the corner and fuck the other team up. You know, me and Tommy, I'm going to call him Tommy.
Sure.
Me and Tommy were on the other team. This guy winds up. Tim was running full speed at the guy, and the guy just hatcheted him right in between the eyes, like right on the bridge of the fucking nose.
Jesus.
Just wasn't looking the other direction.
It
was the backswing, and hatcheted his ass. He's bleeding immediately, fell down, and was just fucked up on the floor. And they did have to carry him out. And he went to the ER, and again, this guy was really impressive. He was so into racquetball at the time. I showed up a couple days later, and he was there with bandages on his face and, like, you know, the white of his eye, and one of his eyes was like black and red.
Yeah.
And he was ready to go.
Hell yeah. That's sports.
This time, anyway, wear goggles. way.
That's the lesson taken from this. Well, that's what I'm talking about. That is sports. It's not winning. It's playing after you get defeated. That is the spirit, right? I'm pounding my fist right now. You can't see it, but to get clocked in the face, to get hatcheted, as you said, and the guy is back there like, let's do this, you know? That's manly. That's man style right there. And when I say manly, I don't mean like XY chromosome. I'm not precluding women, because women athletes are amazing. When I say manly, I mean humanly. I don't know what I'm saying.
Humanly. Well, maybe humanly. You're just talking about aggressiveness.
Actually, I think Hugh Manley wasn't he a speed bowler for the 1983 British cricket team? I don't remember. Anyway,
he was a champion.
Champion. My only racquetball story is that I was visiting. Okay, now bear with me. I was visiting my wife's father's wife's brother's house. I think I got that right. Anyway,
good job.
We were down in a part of the country where people of my wife's ethnicity live to buy clothes for her sister's wedding. And so I was there with them and my future brother-in-law, my wife's sister's future husband. So he and I were playing against the people who live there, my wife's father's wife's brother. And this is an old man, and I'm not gonna tell you what ethnicity he is, but he's ethnic. Not that really matters, but he's like 65. And so we played cutthroat. It was me and my brother-in-law and this old man. He wiped the floor with us. It wasn't even funny. We were running our asses off back and forth, and he's just like, dick, 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 1 point for me, dick, 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 oh, good shot, but another point for me, dick, dick, you know. So that's my racquetball story.
Well, man, it's here's another thing. Cutthroat, the person, I don't know, how do I put this? At a certain level, and I think I'm still talking about this kind of like medium level.
Yeah.
That's where you get to, once you get a little bit past that, it has nothing to do with athleticism anymore. It doesn't matter, you know, how fast can you move, you know, how hard can you swing. You get a little bit above that medium level, and it's the person who has the best technique, and that's the person who's going to be standing basically in the middle,
yes,
watching idiots run circles around them, falling all over themselves.
Yes.
And so that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
And you said dick about 20 times, which I thought was great.
It's, well, you know, it's what I think of when I play racquetball. I think of dick. So,
Well, so it's a manly thing. And
it's a humanly
thing,
yeah.
Humanly, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more, see, and I equate manliness with raw stupidity, and there's nothing more manly. There's nothing more manly than sprinting directly into a fucking wall without even trying to stop. And then just falling over unconscious. And I have seen that before.
Yeah.
So I left that part of the violence out. To me, sports and violence just, they go together like pork and beans.
Yep.
And it's like,
I agree.
And it's, I think I got some copy today, and when you hear the ad, I think that's going to connect with what I just said. But anyway, balls getting hit by balls,
yes,
racquetballs hitting human balls, that's very important, I think, to the sport. Getting hatcheted in the face with the racket, and then I wanted to bring up the third piece of the trifecta, which is sprinting directly into a wall.
Yes.
Like a fucking idiot.
You know, speaking of getting hit in the balls, that's very much a sports thing, right, in general, just exactly what you were saying.
It's perhaps my favorite thing about sports.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Not when I'm playing, but I really, that's my favorite part about watching any sport. If someone could just get hit in the fucking balls, please.
I used to be a fencer. I used to be in a fencing. Not even joking. It's the truth. I had a fencing foil, and I would go down to the fencing club where I lived at the time, and I would fence. This is the truth. And
that is really cool. How did I not know that?
I don't know. I guess because it's in my past, and I wasn't good, but I wasn't
fucking sword fighting.
Yeah, I was sword fighting. All right? I wasn't good, but I was okay. And, you know, it wasn't like it was this huge club, but usually you end up practicing with people who are about your skill level, right? Because if they're if there's too much of disparity, it's not really, there's nothing going on, right? It's just, there's no sword play. It's just one person outmaneuvers the other. And so this is one guy I would often fence with, but he was left-handed and I'm right-handed. Well, as a result, his guard was different and was something I wasn't used to. And there's this move called, well, there's all different kinds of moves. And one of them is called the, it's called the Circle Six, but that's not what I was doing this guy. Some other move. Essentially what it is, if you could imagine yourself, if you're right-handed, you're holding a sword in front of you, right? And it's pointing towards the other guy. Okay, you got that pictured?
Yes.
Now, if the other guy is left-handed, it's a mirror image, right? His sword is on the same side of your body as yours is, okay? Mm-hmm. So he would make a thrust, and I would try to block it on the inside. He would go over it, and then he would go under it, and I would go over it. But because I had no technique, I would go over it and whip it down. I'm making the hand gesture, you can't see it. The end result of my whipping this down is I'd hit him in the balls every fucking time. Hit this poor son of a bitch in the balls with the tip of this sword, and he knew I didn't do it on purpose. He knew that it was partly his fault for the way he came at me and exposed himself, because he's supposed to be standing sideways. He would get pissed off, and I would feel really, really guilty, you know. But yeah, even in sword fighting, you're going to hit a guy in the balls. That's the way it works. That's the way sports works. I think sports is an ancient Greek word for hit that guy in the balls.
Well, I want to do just a real quick recap, if I absorbed all of this when you were describing this competition to me. So he tried to thrust inside, but you blocked it, flipping it back and hitting him in the balls because he had exposed himself and he came at you. Now, let me tell you, that sounds like rape. And it sounds like it sounds like you defended yourself adequately. But
yes, yeah, I did.
Anyway, that's what it started sounded like. That's yes. And I don't mean to ruin your story about sword fighting, but it just started sounding really funny to me Thank you for that.
Sure. I'll tell you, it's not swashbuckling, and I won't belabor the point. This foil fencing, it's not swashbuckling. It's not a big, huge movements. It's way more tiring than it looks, and man, it's fast. It's really, really, really fast.
I want to stick with getting hit in the balls, because actually what I expected to hear was, it seems like when you're fencing – I'm sure that you have to have like really good protection for your genitals in it, right? You have to wear like a fencing cup.
No.
Not just normal.
Maybe the saber and the epee guys do. No, the saber guys wouldn't, because from your hips up is the target, and the epee, or I'm probably saying that wrong. They're, for them, the whole body is the target. But the thing is that with the epee, the only part of the sword you're allowed to use is the point at the end. And if you're thrusting at a guy's balls, you know, fuck you. I mean, that's shitty. Don't do that.
Very poor etiquette. Yeah, very poor sportsmanship. Because if you didn't have a cup on, and let's say, I mean, what if somebody accidentally stabbed you in the crotch?
It's probably happened. I'm sure it has.
Just tucked your wiener in between your legs and stuffed your balls up your butt just on accident.
I can tell you this. I mean, I never tried to hit anybody in the balls, but there were these two young girls who were like barely out of high school who would come to the fencing place, and I would practice with them. And, you know, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I'd been there longer, and so their skill level was much below mine, and so I would kind of play with them, and it was good practice for them too, because they could try different beats and different, you know, defense moves. But I would accidentally end up always poking them in the boobs, like every time. Like I do a little move and boink. I mean, I'm talking square nipple on, right? Just boom, and I feel so bad again. So I guess it's me, right? Because I'm hitting people in the balls, I'm hitting them in the nipples. I'm just a perverted fencer. That's why I got out of it. Joe,
did it make Looney Tunes noises? Was it like?
Every time. It was pretty embarrassing. Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I've had a really hard time taking this fencing discussion seriously, because I keep like having juvenile stupid thoughts that interfere with me taking the discussion seriously. For instance, I keep thinking of here it is again, Daffy Duck. I've got this strange fixation on Daffy Duck. Remember when Daffy Duck he played Robin Hood? And
No.
I think he, and he's playing with Little John.
Who's yes. Yeah.
And he's like, parry, dodge. He's like calling out the moves of sword fighting while he was doing it. And see, I just wish while we were talking about fencing, we could have Daffy Duck noises in the background, but it's too late. And this is very bad podcasting. We took a week off. I came back. I'm not rusty. I'm out of practice.
Let's see here.
That's the same thing. See? God damn. I'm not even making any sense. Here, let me open my beer.
Here you go. This is what you wanted? Hang on a second. There you go. That's for you.
Thank you. That was playing in the back of my mind while you were talking about fencing. I was like, that's Jason. And he's like, oh, ha ha, guard, turn, parry, dodge, thrust.
Kind of, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So we talked about running and racquetball and fencing. Are you a football fan, Joe? Let me ask you a different way.
I guess I'm a fair weather fan.
Do you do the fantasy football?
Which is very offensive to true fans. Am I right?
No, not at all. Fuck those people. Honestly, seriously, anybody who gets mad at somebody for being a fan, I don't care what kind of fan you are. You say, oh, you're not a real fan. Then fuck you. It's a goddamn. I'm going to rant for a minute. Just give me a second here. These are people who get paid millions of dollars, an industry that earns billions of dollars for people to play with their balls. So anybody who thinks they own the fandom because they've got shirts that are old or because they've been watching the same fucking losers for 200 years, if they think they own that shit and somebody can't come along and say, I just like the hats, and they get mad at them, no, fuck those people. It's a goddamn game, right? If you're that passionate about owning your fandom, go be a fan of something important like, you know, curing the world of hunger and shit. Don't murder people because they're wearing the wrong shirt at your ballpark, you fucking asshole. Sorry, I'm done.
Well, look, when I think of fandom, or not fandom, I don't know, sports fanaticism, I suppose. I grew up and my father was a huge fan of the Broncos.
Yes.
Okay. And look, this is gonna quickly segue into another story about how irresponsible my father was as a parent.
We have these themes we go to. We go to Disneyland.
Balls.
We go to Daffy Duck.
Sports episode. Yeah, sports
music.
Episode's easy because we go just straight to balls.
It's always balls, music, your dad, and Disneyland. I mean, those are the things we know. Darth Vader. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Darth Vader. And Daffy Duck. I actually didn't see that one coming, but Daffy Duck is fucking back, even though he spectacularly killed himself the last time we talked about him.
It's true, yeah.
Anyway, my dad's a Bronco fan, and okay, you know, bring your mind back to, I think it was the mid-80s. See, I can't even – in a real sports show, they'd tell you the exact year that the Broncos, John Elway, brought the Broncos to the Super Bowl for the first time. I think it was the first time they went to the Super Bowl. Anyway, in the 80s, the Broncos lost the Super Bowl a couple of times.
Yes, they did.
I think pretty close. Maybe you know all of the stats for this, but this is all I remember, is sitting in a trailer park. You know, the build-up to the Super Bowl was really exciting, and my brother and I are like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, the Broncos going to the Super Bowl. And so my dad, for the Super Bowl, makes an orange and blue cake for us to eat and paints our faces orange and blue.
All right.
We then watch the Super Bowl. The fucking Broncos lose. The cake my dad carries back into the kitchen and does not cut it, and we do not eat it. And he goes out and stands on the porch with his face painted orange and blue and smokes a cigarette, looking like he's on the verge of tears. And my brother and I were completely heartbroken, and I kind of remember going out on the porch and my face was painted orange and blue, and I'm like, Dad, is everything okay? And Dad didn't say a fucking word, but only puffed on his cigarette.
Yeah.
So that happened pretty much that exact same thing happened twice in my childhood. So I was, that was just a kind of emotionally disturbing thing. That was a lot of excitement that crashed down upon us.
Yeah.
And just, it was a terrible thing. Now, of course, by the time I was in college, I didn't give a fuck about the Broncos. In fact, put a bad taste in my mouth. I didn't care about football at all. And then suddenly I'm in college, at the, let me tell you, where I went to college, there was a lot of Denver Bronco fans. Okay. And they finally won the Super Bowl, and the town that I was in celebrated by tearing itself apart and burning its own cars and throwing bricks through its own windows. That's what the citizenry of that town did in response, in celebration of the Broncos finally winning the Super Bowl. Anyway. So that's it. That's the football story that I have. What do you got?
I don't have anything. I was going to talk about fantasy football.
Hmm.
Actually, I was going to talk about I'm starting a fantasy competitive hacky sack league. And you think this
fantasy
is,
hacky sack?
Yeah, fantasy hacky sack. You think, oh, this must be a Larco ad? No, it's not. This is me. This is all me. We're gonna create fantasy hacky sack teams. And then we're going to, you know, report on hacky sack tournaments. And then the person with the most points at the end of the season is the big winner. Because I think fantasy sports, like fantasy baseball, was, I think, the first thing that ever was fantasized about, rotisserie baseball. Called rotisserie baseball because it was invented at a restaurant that was had, like, chicken on rotisseries or something. I read about that. But I think fantasy sports are sort of like...
well, that's
pinnacle.
A big fucking deal. And I've never been involved in it at all, but goddamn, that's everywhere.
It's the evolution of we've maxed the potential for sports as entertainment with fantasy. Here's what I'm getting at. In baseball, there's this thing called Tommy John surgery. Have you heard of this? Tommy John surgery?
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that pitchers have to get a lot. And my theory is that the frequency, the amount of Tommy John surgery that's happening season after season proves that the human body has at the top of its ability with pitching in baseball. It's never going to get better than this.
Hey,
pitching
just,
speeds. Yeah, go ahead.
Just tell me what it is, because when you said, "Hey, have you ever heard of that?" Yeah, I've heard of it, but I have no idea what the fuck it is. What is Tommy John surgery?
I can't remember if it's shoulder or elbow. I'll just look it up real quick. Tommy John surgery is. Yeah, that's right. It's a surgical graft procedure in which the ulnar collateral ligament in the medial elbow is replaced with either a tendon from somewhere else from the patient's own body or the use of a tendon from the donated tissue of a cadaver. Everyone knows that, right? So what I'm saying is that the proliferation of Tommy John surgery shows that our human bodies are at the peak of being able to pitch. We're not going to get faster. Over the course of the last 100 years, pitching has gotten faster and faster. Of course, pitchers are pitching fewer innings than they used to. They used to pitch entire games, but now you're really lucky if you can get 7 innings out of them, right? There's all this Tommy John surgery. My point is this. Baseball's not going to get, in my opinion, any better. And I also think sports in general, Joe, this is my belabored point, is not going to get any better because fantasy sports is as much entertainment as you could squeeze out of a fucking sport. That's it. Okay, you can be a fan. You can be a fair weather fan. Like, oh, my team is winning, I'll go to a game. Or my team is in the playoffs, I'll wear the hat, right? You can be a fair weather fan. You can be a season ticket holder. You can be a rabid, like, freak out. Every time your team wins, you could cry on the back porch with your blue and orange cake because your team lost kind of fan, right? But yeah. if you're into fantasy sports, if that's what you do, that is it. You are so far beyond any other human being's involvement with anything else because you are fantasizing.
Well, a lot of people do it, and it is this all-encompassing thing. It seems all-encompassing, I mean to say. Do you do it?
I casually participate because I have cousins who do and they want to make easy money off of me, so that's fine, you know. It's not something I'm obsessed with, but my point is that there are people who spend money to play a fantasy version of a game that's played by people who earn millions of dollars to play with their balls. Do you see the different levels of incredulity I'm expressing here, Joe?
Yeah, I do. Well, and here's the thing about
fucking insane.
You know, there's playing with your balls, and then there's playing with your sack. Now, hacky sack.
Exactly.
Fantasy hacky sacking.
Yes.
That's like a meta fantasy because there's not enough professional hacky sackers to have a fantasy hacky sack team.
That's right. So I'm going to create. I'm not joking. I'm going to create fictional hacky sack players. And we're going to have our fantasy based on these fictional players.
And then you're going to have what? Like it's Dungeons and Dragons, so people are going to be like commentating on fake hacky sack. You're going to be describing fake hacky sack sessions with fictional hacky sackers.
I don't have to.
People are going to be betting on different fictional hacky sackers.
I don't have to describe the games. I just have to describe the results. I just have to say Peter Overlay won in overtime with three shoulder beats to the knee over the back of his head and a heel stomp onto his nose collar, or whatever the fuck hacky sack terms are. I don't know.
Dude, that wasn't bad. You're the dungeon master.
I'm a dungeon master. Hacky sacker master. Hey, speaking of masters, just to like completely interrupt and break our flow here. We're at minute 45. We have not paid for, not been paid for our podcast yet. So we do some ads and shit.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Larco sent me an ad they want me to read. I know you've got an ad, and then we'll get to the montages. I can't remember, Joe, who went first last time. Should we do a...
Hey, let's flip a coin for the kick.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, do you have a coin? I don't have a coin. I'm a cashless...
Yeah, I do. Okay. It's a fantasy coin. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Call it.
Tails.
I'm flipping it now. It is tails.
Okay. So I'm going first?
Good job.
Or actually, I choose?
You know what just happened there? I just decided that you're going first.
Oh, okay. I thought if I won, I get to choose. I'll just go first. It's fine.
Oh, right. Okay, so I'm going first. I'm ready. Here we go.
Oh, you
go
first.
My intro?
Yeah. You can have your intro. You can have your goddamn intro.
Thanks a lot, jerk.
Let me do you. You know what the argument is. You want the ad intro. Oh, word from our sponsors.
What could be more satisfying than breaking a skateboard over your enemy's face? Or launching a softball full force at an opponent's head from 5 feet away, cracking open his skull? Nothing screams victory like the scream of your victim as you slit his throat with a hockey skate. If these things are important to you, if you're the type of person who takes the sport of to-the-death combat seriously, there's only one place to shop for your high-quality battle supplies. Sports Chalet. When attacking a combatant with a golf club, don't settle for some weak 9-iron from a beginner's set. You need a club that can lay a body out cold with one swing. Try the TaylorMade M2 Fairway One Wood Driver, now only $179 at Sports Chalet. Or, let's say you're being attacked by such a golf club. Well, nothing defends a brutal golf swing like a top-shelf tennis racket. Head on down to Sports Chalet and pick up a Babolat Pure Aeroplay tennis racket on sale for $287. After the head of the club gets caught in the webbing of your racket, twist the driver out of your attacker's hand and then come down in a fierce hatchet motion upon his forehead to end the competition and his life once and for all. And there's plenty more items to choose from. Starting at only $50, cricket bats are great for quick, lethal blows to the throat. Any true competitor knows that the best way to stab someone in the eyeball is with a ski pole. Starting at only $24.95. After knocking a man unconscious wearing boxing gloves, starting at $23.99 a pair, take a glove off and press it down hard on his nose and mouth to smother him. Only the best implements of murder are offered at Sports Chalet. We also offer real weapons such as rifles, hunting knives, and crossbows.
That's pretty good. I'm going to go shop there. Sports Chalet. I like that. Sports Chalet. It reminds me of...
You know, I try and do at least one mistake while I read the copy. I don't think
what, you
I've
mean
ever
depend,
gotten through...
Depend instead of defend?
Yeah.
I like that. But you also threw in an obligatory, well, so, you know, you're good there.
You know, I think the companies are now trying to tailor the copy to my style.
Yes, they are. So I think Larco did the same thing. Larco's
nothing to
doesn't matter.
Is Larco's doing the same thing, I guess?
Yeah, they sent me an ad here. They clearly knew what I was going to talk about today. So let me read this here. excuse me. Track and field running phenom Steve Prefontaine is famous for once saying, "A lot of people run a race to see who is the fastest. I run to see who has the most guts." And yet, when those masticated breakfast burritos come bursting out of your mouth on mile 2 of your morning 5K, that's probably not what Pre meant. And while many a runner will tell you that you haven't arrived until you've finished a half marathon with dribbly diarrhea nuggets dripping off the back of your thighs, that's the kind of experience today's hobby lover runner would like to avoid. But what can you do when your morning coffee is the only thing that launches you out of the sheets and onto the streets, that colon-relaxing jolt of caffeine? Here's the question you've got to ask yourself. What would Pre do? Introducing Prego from Larco. Hop out of bed, enjoy your morning joe, a toasted bagel, even a donut or 11. Then strip yourself naked and head into the backyard or any place where it's easy to hose down. Chug a few swallows of Prego and try to think happy thoughts. Within seconds, you'll be evacuating your insides from both ends like some kind of fucked up puke and shit spewing 2A intestinal Roman candle with enough force to spin you around a few times. This stuff makes Ipecac look like a watered down Kool-Aid. You'll be painting the grass with enough gastric bile to kill off that moss problem you've been having. But good. When it's all over, just give yourself a good wash and you're ready to run like the wind without a care in the world. Yes, you'll be cramping like a Cheeto-addicted sorority girl wrestling with Aunt Flo, but you won't have that telltale brown patch staining the back of your jogging shorts. And what's the point of running if you're not going to look good? It's not like you're winning any races anytime soon. Might as well look your best. Prego is available online from our dark web distributors in Amsterdam. We accept Bitcoin as well as most non-Nigerian currencies. Prego has been banned in 37 countries, but if you say you're ordering a jug for your friend in Azerbaijan, you'll be good to go. Or should I say, you'll be good to pre-go.
All right. Let me get this straight. This is what allows you to...
Whoa.
To shit. And puke. Just so you can go running without shitting your pants.
That's right.
All right. That's good stuff. That's a practical product.
Practical. Almost as practical as Mood Rung from 2 weeks ago.
That's the most practical. Larco is just pumping out the practical items just left and right, selling them like hotcakes. Selling them like kangaroony maca fucking roni.
That's Joey. Right, Joey.
What is that? What was that one?
I don't remember. I have to go back and look. It was good.
It's hard to pronounce, but that was a good product.
It was. I can find it right here. Sloppy Joey maca kangaroony.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was episode 8.
And I still, you know, a few episodes ago, I had this week, I presented this kind of beginning of this like kind of preview of this. What I wanted to do was a full recap of all these different ads.
Yeah.
Because I think if you just take them together, little snippets of the ads all together. Maybe I'll just save that, and it'll be seriously like a 5-minute piece of the New Year's episode. But anyway, there was a taste of that. It's, I think, if you just heard all of the different products that we have that we've been shilling on this program, all of the different Larco products, it's ridiculous. It would sound like gibberish, and that's what I'm hoping for.
I believe you are correct. Speaking of gibberish, 53 minutes of gibberish we've been giving our dedicated listener so far. I do believe you have a montage, and it's been 2 weeks since the poor guy has heard one of your expert montages. So should we get into it? That's something we should do now.
Yes, I wanna go ahead. I've missed the opportunity. You know, we didn't even have an episode last week.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that we're canceling the podcast.
No, unfortunately.
However, that's what I'd really like. So give me an intro here and I'll see if I can make it happen.
Okay.
Sometimes that is better.
Thank you.
Welcome, everyone, to a very sporty version of Arguments for Cancellation. The thing is, this time, this will be the third time I do it. It's a go-to. It's a problem that we can't correct. And it's that we say fuck so very often. I don't need to really go much more into it than that. The first fucktage that we had, I believe, was called the clusterfuck. The second one was called clusterfuck two, you motherfucker, you.
Yeah.
This one I was kind of bouncing back and forth between two titles. It's I wanted to call it sport fucking.
Yeah.
But then I ended up with the title Monday Night Fuckballs. Hit it. And the dynamite blew his fucking head off.
What the fuck is that?
AF is as fuck.
Good. It sounded good AF.
I'd rather say as fuck. Juggling isn't just for fucking idiots anymore.
All of your faculties in making that fucking taco.
Fucking fail and tear my fucking hair out.
Positively, F-A.
Fuck ass?
Fuck all.
Oh, fuck fucking tacos.
If you go fuck yourself.
Fucking monsters. So fuck you, Bernie Madoff.
Fuck yourself right now, you dirty old man.
Fucking nothing.
Fucking want to slip my wrist every fucking time I look at a taco.
You're fucking wrist. Yeah, motherfucker, yeah! You want some of this? Fucking yeah! Hate fucking.
They can fuck men, they can fuck women, they can go fuck themselves if they want to. I don't care who the fuck they fuck, as long as they fuck. And if they don't fuck, that's fucking fine too. I'm not saying fuck just so you have another fuck podcast. Fuck montage.
Your dreams come true yet, motherfucker? Ah!
Personal foul, number 36 on the defense, hands to the face, roughing the passer.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're gifted. You are fucking gifted.
That's Monday Night Fuckballs. Now that we've heard that, I want to bring up something. This is another argument for cancellation, is that I, in particular, and then you kind of follow along almost, I don't know, I feel like you feel sorry for me, so you try to humor me, but there's this desperation to adhere to whatever theme we might be on.
Yeah.
And just comedically, it's terrible and it's repetitive and it's weird. It interrupts the flow of what might be good banter. And actually, this very montage, I'm sitting there like, well, it needs to be part of the sports theme somehow. All I could come up with is NFL music at the beginning, and then that it is so egregious, the ref throws a flag at the end.
I thought it was brilliant.
It's too much.
I think that's all you have to do. Next week we'll do, I don't know, we'll do fish, and then to just go get some sort of like fish sound at the beginning and put it at the end, and you're done. Doesn't matter what the middle is. As long as you have fish sounds at the beginning and the end, you're good.
Anyway, I don't know what the foul was at the end, but
hands to the face. Hands to the face.
It's like hands to the face. Roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer.
I don't know what roughing the passer is, but I feel like we've both roughed the passer a couple of times.
We're not
in the same room, so we can't do hands to the face. But
hands to our own face. Roughing the passer. All right.
Anyway,
you convinced
me. That counts. That's count three. The third fucktage in 6 months. Hey, look, it's my wife. Oh my God, she just showed me her tits. And now she's running away. Honey, say hi.
Fucking convinced me.
Sometimes that is better.
Joe, I think that the sport that you were going to do for 33 hours, the titty fucking, I think it's about to happen for you, fella. I mean, if your wife is showing her bosoms at you,
I think that was my wife's first appearance on the show.
No, oh.
And it's hard to make an appearance on a podcast.
True.
But she just did, I swear to God.
Oops. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. My wife is not home right now, so I can only picture her exposing her bosoms to me, which I do a lot. I picture it quite often, pretty much constantly anyway. So I know where you're coming from, and I know where you're going too. And we are exactly 1 hour right now, so we should probably end this because I am on some serious drugs and medication, all prescribed by Dr. Me, and need to hit the hay and post this up. Not in that order. Any last words before I hit the Roiksop outro? Joe?
No, I was thinking of doing a recap, but my brain isn't working fast enough to do that right now.
No.
I didn't mention it earlier, but I am exhausted. I missed the podcast. I'm glad that we're back.
Yes.
I wanted to say this. I think that we should try to do, because we started like on the second week of 2017.
Yeah.
I think that we should try to do 52 shows in 2017.
Okay.
Even if we miss a week, we need to catch up with, you know, just some bullshit, a bareback show.
We need a makeup game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we can do it.
I think so,
and,
too.
And so I think by the end of and we'll have to double up maybe a couple times because we're gonna want a break here at the end,
yeah,
and have a holiday.
So this is episode 25. Next week will be the halfway point. We'll assess the situation for show at that point. What do you think? Yeah,
I think it's good. And I had an idea for next week. Now you can shoot me down, but I think we should have a comedy show, which would be ironic
because we're not funny. I'm laughing at my own joke.
Yes, the theme of comedy, where we will academically talk about comedy and thus not be funny at all.
I've got a
comedian friend that might want to come on too, and maybe you guys will just take over and actually be funny. I'll just go take a piss.
Sounds good to me. I like it. Let's do that. All right. So from you do the intro, so you do the, I guess, do the outro.
Well, nope, I got nothing.
Okay, I'll just turn it up. Bye, everybody. You're supposed to shout now.